We'll ask Joy to talk a little bit about your background.
Wow, it's a little varied. I'm originally from Indianapolis. I went to school and graduated with a BSN in nursing and then went on to become a nurse midwife. And how that parlays into peanut butter, I'm not really sure, except for I have a love for children. I have two children that were very involved in sports. And through that activity and their different fundraising, we were always looking for new ideas on how to fundraise and how to make nutritious treats and how to take a team full of soccer players out of state and feed them without going to Jimmy John's and Subway and McDonald's every meal. So nothing against those meals, but in between when they need a snack, it was something that was easy and portable, and peanut butter just seemed to be a good answer.
And how about you, Diana? Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I started with BDETI back in March. I met Joy. Both of our sons play soccer, and Joy started this idea with wanting to fundraise for the soccer boys on the team. So my son did some fundraising for BNetty. We've been out for about 4 years now. And I came onto the team in March, and I've loved it ever since.
And I'll tell you how I was introduced to BNetty. About a year ago at the restaurant, we had a customer that said that there was some great peanut butter out there. And he said, "Be nutty." And I kept writing B-E-E, nutty, and this. And he goes, "No, the letter B, and then nutty." And I'm thinking about it. Okay, you know, maybe I might want to call them and see if they want to come in a radio station. Well, my son plays soccer, too, for Crown Point. And he came home maybe a month ago with a little jar of Be Nutty peanut butter. And I've been in the grocery business for 21 years, and I told you this story, too. And when I seen the jar of peanut butter, right away, it just shouted out quality, and it shouted out that it was something different about it. So I tried it, and there is a lot different about it. Tom, how is it? We have people here in the studio trying the peanut butter out now. And I saw the packaging, and being in the grocery business for all these years, and I tried the product, it was really a quality product. So what did I do? The next day I ran down to Be Nutty. And I was looking for anyone, and you guys do production and stuff, so you have to lock things down. And I got lucky that Diana was coming out of a building across the street, and she probably thought I was a creep because I was probably with my cooking clothes on. They're all greasy and stuff probably. And I just started talking, and that's how we got to this point. And I'm very, very happy that you joined us on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So you're stating that you've been around for about how many years?
4 years.
4 years. And tell us, like, how did you start? Kind of like the story. Is it good?
It's good.
I know. I love peanut butter. And he can barely say it, but it's great. All the ladies are here trying it too.
So we started 4 years ago, but we started as a very small operation. Our primary focus was just fundraising for our son's soccer club, which does a lot of traveling. And at that point, they were getting ready to go to Dallas for a big soccer cup. And so we were, you know, up against a wire on how to raise money for everyone to get there and enjoy themselves. So we were making it at our local...
After Hurricane Irma, the push...
Sorry.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
They want peanut butter.
Yeah, keep these people at bay. Man. Yeah, we got to keep them at bay.
Yes.
Sorry.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry about that, Joy.
So we were looking for a way to fundraise to get the kids there and making it out of a local commercial kitchen in Valparaiso. And so we rented the kitchen by the hour and climbed into our cars and parked there, unloaded jars, peanuts, all of the ingredients. And we could only rent it for, you know, a couple hours at a time. So we were always rushing in and rushing out and cleaning. And about a year ago, we... started leasing out in Maryville and had our own place. And we looked around and we were like, wow, look at all this space. This is great.
Ah, yeah. I've had that happen with remodels before.
And so we thought we had the place next to us if we needed to grow and we would be fine. And, of course, you know how that happens. The 13th month is when you decide that you need that. And then it wasn't available. So we have just really been growing exponentially and we are very close to wall-to-wall space with nothing left, like turning around on a dime. But it's been a wonderful experience. So we have really grown exponentially every year. The growth in the sales, we've gone from doing it at the local farmers markets and doing it as fundraising to having it in a lot of local stores. And then from there, you have a lot of people that visit For instance, there was a local coffee shop in Culver, Indiana, and from there we've spun off to Florida and Arizona and a couple other stores just because people have tasted it and liked it and want to take it home. So now we can be found like Colorado and Arizona and Florida and different places in Indiana. And recently we've gone to a couple of expos, and we are really pleased to announce that we just launched in Bed Bath & Beyond.
That's great. That's fantastic. So. I mean, that's a really exciting story. Mm-hmm. I mean, to take something just from a hobby, mm-hmm. you know, to what you're doing. And you went, and I bet you there's people around here that haven't tried this peanut butter. So if you call in to 769-9577, the ladies from Be Nutty will send you a complimentary, like a gift pack of different flavored peanut butters and this really nice, you know, I'm all about marketing. And your packaging is really cool. Who came up with that logo and the name?
You know, it's really been a team design. Everything is always brought to the team. And just this morning, we were going over labels again. You know, how do you think we should structure this? What peaks? What do you think would draw somebody's attention to this size or this color? So really, everything that we do is always trying to incorporate the whole team. Because if we can get everybody invested in the idea, then people enjoy coming to work, and they look forward to coming to work, and they look forward to spreading the word because it's a good word.
Oh, yeah.
So what makes your peanut butter different that is doing so well? There's a lot of peanut butters out there.
There's tons.
There are.
And then there's more people every time.
There's more people squirreling away the peanut butter.
The table here,
and some are returning for seconds.
I look back, there's two. I look back again, there's four. Next time I look back, there's going to be like eight. Come on, everybody.
We freshly grind our peanuts. So we take honey roasted peanuts and we inspect them and we freshly grind them, but we keep it at a nice texturized paste. So it's not like smooth and runny, and it's not like super crunchy. It's a nice in between. I think it really has to do with the sweet and salt of the nut. When you eat traditional peanut butter with emulsifiers and whatnot, your lips really get stuck together. Mm-hmm. You're like, this creates that sweet salty, and your salivary glands just explode. And so right off the bat, you're getting it hitting your front palate, your back palate, and then we also carefully mix in there several different ingredients. So I'm looking back there to see what they're eating right now. And I think
I mean
all of it.
They got them all open. Open the gift pack.
Them have like flavors like pretzels and white chocolate in it, which is a great explosion of flavor. We also have a pumpkin spice, which is a seasonal flavor. It'll only be out there a couple of months.
So how many styles or flavors do you have right now?
Right now we have 11.
Wow.
Wow.
You don't think about that. Peanut butter is peanut butter, but obviously not anymore. It's like the craft beer industry.
Well, my son brought home one that was blueberry, and you would have thought it was like, they have a secret on how they do it, but you would have thought it was like somebody put some fresh blueberries in the bottom of that peanut butter, which I know you can't do, but it tasted just like blueberries.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like whole pieces of blueberry. It was something I had never seen before.
And it's all made here in Maryville.
Mm-hmm. Right behind the studio. Why don't you give out your address?
Well, we...
Your phone number if you want somebody to call in that might want to carry your product.
Absolutely. 844-426-8889. And our website is www.benutty.com. And it's BNUTTY.com.
So did you guys ever think for a minute that you were going to get as big as you are now? Did you envision that in the beginning when you started?
No.
That's so cool.
We had a vision that we were going to be bigger than we were. And every day we work towards what target market can we find and who needs this.
Yeah. So what drives you? I mean, what really...
The real mission has never been... I mean, it was fundraising for the kids. And then from there it took off to... really creating a culture where people come to work at Be Nutty, and what we've always looked for is people that are looking for like new career paths, so or finding a career path. It's never been about finding somebody that's been in the business for 25 years and knows everything about it. It's about teaching people new skills, uh-huh. finding a new thing that you love to do. And
well, what brought you, Diana?
A career path.
Really?
Yes.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. I did accounting for a long time, uh-huh. and coming with Joy, I started doing production, and I fell in love going into a kitchen and creating something and then seeing people taste it. And that brought something that accounting never did.
So, but
so what the other part is really trying to bring something to the community. Mm-hmm. The area up here is a small town, you know, so when you see people move into the company, into the city and the area, a lot of times people are looking for a job change or something to do. And we've seen a lot of change happen up here. You know, you've seen the steel mills close and a lot of other manufacturers close and move out. So it was also about creating, now that's our path, I think, is creating a larger manufacturing space to give people an opportunity to have a job.
Are you looking for a larger space?
Yes, we are.
You are? Are you going to stay within the local community?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, yeah, and everybody we're has actually to in
the, yeah. You know? We're actually in the process of finalizing some permits for building a new building.
Oh, you got to build a new building?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
That's really good. That shows success. If you're going to build your own building.
Well, that's the way to go, too, is to build your own building, to own your own building.
Where would you guys locate, you know?
Well, it takes some specifics, so we need, you know, industrial zoning and whatnot. And we've also looked at using existing buildings instead of building a new place, you know, going into someplace else. And it looks like we're going to probably be between Lake County and Porter County.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, call in 769-9577. Get a chance to get a variety pack of Be Nutty peanut butters or a gift card from Chef Nick's Eatery.
Now, the variety pack that we're giving away, what all is in it? Because I'm sampling these now, and I can't decide which one I like more. I just had the pumpkin spice. This is the cranberry here.
I definitely need to get up and try some. I haven't gotten to the table yet. I'm definitely going to. It looks good.
This is cranberry.
Yum.
Yeah, and the sample pack, you'll have s'mores, skinny dip, joyful cranberry, the blueberry.
Wow. Now, do you sell those at the store, the sample packs?
Can they
come in and buy them? Do you have a retail front?
No, at our location right now, we're just manufacturing. But there are several stores across Northwest Indiana that do carry the sample packs. We also have our online store, and we're on Amazon.
What are some of the local stores?
That's what I was going to ask.
Okay, now you know if I don't say one, then another one's going to be upset.
Well,
list everything you can think of.
Just a few of them. Because I'm sure people would want to find out where to get this peanut butter at.
Okay, so we have...
She's very concentrated. Your eyes are closed.
There are many to name, so please, I apologize if I do not name your store. We have Charcuterie in Griffith. We have Mescalare. We have Great Harvest Bread in Crown Point. Caribbean Pools in Schererville. I'm trying to go through the different cities now. Wholesome Cupboard in Valparaiso. VU also carries us. And I'm just going through the stores in Northwest Indiana. I'm not going to go outside of Indiana.
Where's the farthest you ship?
Those are like mom and pops. So those are the mom and pops that you just named?
Yeah.
Those stores?
Yes.
Okay.
Flower Cart, Sweet Spot. We're in Wise Way in Crown Point.
In Winfield?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's right across the street from me.
Okay, yeah. We just got in there a couple of
months
ago.
But I know you now.
Really
I'm just going to go to your shop.
Yes, come over.
Beef Mart in Valparaiso.
Okay.
And what's Roots.
Where's the farthest, you think, mileage-wise?
That we deliver to or that we send to?
You send to. It could be anywhere.
California. There's Huntington Beach, California.
Really?
There's Texas, Florida.
And you're talking about Bed Bath & Beyond. How many units does Bed Bath & Beyond have?
So when you roll out in there, we rolled out in there like top, say, 40 stores.
Wow.
And so we've just started receiving new orders from them again. So they went through that. We went out to New Jersey last week, Carol and another young lady, Mercedes, and they did an expo tasting there during their launch. So for those of you that don't know Bed Bath & Beyond, I'm going to put a little plug in. They're revamping a lot of their stores, and so they have this wonderful, exquisite food section where the top olive oils, top butters.
Okay. Top end items.
Yeah, I like that store.
And we were invited to go out there, and we were actually the only ones doing tastings, and we were like one of the only vendors actually last weekend. So the fact that they sold out of those flavors and they're reordering is a wonderful testimony to our peanut butter. So we're really happy about that. So, yes, and they're all over, anywhere from New Jersey to the southern part of the states, all over.
And where do you get, what? Where do you get your peanuts from?
Ancient Chinese secret. If I tell you, I'd have to kill you.
Yeah. Okay. But you don't roast them yourself.
As of right now, no, we do not.
Is that in the game plan? Is that something you'd like to do?
It is actually something we're exploring really deeply right now. So we're really looking into a lot of different avenues.
You mentioned honey roasted. Mm-hmm. Is that the only style you're doing right now? All of these flavors are honey roasted?
It is.
What about other nuts? There's all kinds of other nuts out there. I've seen almond paste and or whatever, peanut butter, almond, whatever you want to call it.
Cashew butter.
Cashew, even pistachio. Are you looking to branch into that? Is there a market for that?
There's a huge market for that. But I think their market really grew because peanuts got a bad name because of all the allergies and whatnot. And so we're really just happy focusing on peanuts right now.
Mm-hmm. There's no butter in there, right? Just peanuts. Just ground up. Just,
right.
That said,
right.
With all the allergies.
We don't add anything to it. So we don't add any oils. We don't add any emulsifiers.
No, just whatever flavor or whatever you add to it.
Right. So if it's irresistible pretzel, it is honey roasted peanuts with pretzels and white chocolate.
Yeah, but you tell them also that the pretzel is
gluten-free.
So they're a gluten-free operation, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, given the allergy issue, which, of course, is a really big deal, especially it seems to be getting more and more all the time, is there a peanut butter that is made with something besides peanuts? We see all these different foods that taste like foods, but the food isn't even in them. I don't want to say like the vegan stuff.
You mean like a soy peanut butter?
Like a soy peanut or something, yeah.
There are. There's a lot of people that are out there exploring different.
Is that something that maybe is on the game plan down the road with you?
Well, with our facility, because we are peanut only, I mean, peanut is the largest allergen that we have in there. So if we were to do another nut, we would have to do it in a different facility because it would really lose its...
And I would like to tell you that their facility is, I took a little tour. It's very, very clean. That's all I know. It's spotless. And they have their standards. I mean, I had to come in and get badged in. So it's not like somebody making salsa out of their bathtub or something or grinding. or
who do you hang out with, Nick?
you gotta remember. I'm from the old Greek restaurants, you know. But no. Or, you know, they're sitting there with a meat cleaver, sitting there crushing the peanuts and, you know, stuff like that. No, it's kind of a cool facility. And the thing that I, on the little tour, they told me that you make one flavor every day.
Yes.
You know, so this way there's no cross-contamination and things like that. And I actually went into Diana's office, and I was amazed at all the books and all the paperwork that you guys have to do to be certified to ship to some of these places like Bed Bath and Beyond, or any, because they either between federal and between what the stores are requiring, you guys have a lot of paperwork. And I know we share a health inspector because I said her name, and you're like, oh yeah, but then you also have another health inspector.
Right. So you bring something up really that I'd like to comment on. That the team just passed our first third party audit. So that is a really huge thing for a small operation, and Diana was the head of that and did a lot of research, and you might want to speak to all of the work that you just did.
It was a lot of work. Took a couple months. We had to learn all of the protocols that it takes to have your facility clean, paperwork that has to be filled out daily. It was great.
There must have been 30 books up there.
Mm-hmm. There is. It's all of our pre-op papers. All the protocols that do have to take place, but it was really important.
We do something. Because, you know, that's a lot to do. It's very meticulous. You know, I'm from the food business. I know food from the ground up. And I don't, you know, it could be a production facility, a restaurant, a deli, a meat counter, bakery. And like I said, when I walked in there, you can see that was running really good. And you guys all seem very happy. Even the girls in the back seemed happy. I mean, it wasn't because of me, because I'm ugly. But they all seemed very happy. And then you have your area where you ship everything out, and there was a lady back there I kind of met. And
I think what people don't realize is really when you're doing foods, that you might think that we're, you know, back there in a bathtub making salsa or something, or picking up somebody's peanuts off online that had a surplus. But really, it was exhausting. We had to find out all of our suppliers, make sure that they had passed all of their SQF and all of their audits. So we had to do our background checks on them to make sure that they were credible, to make us credible. and to carry on that way. And
a lot of work.
Oh, you guys also like swab every night. You know, you guys do a lot of these precautionary items to secure that you're giving out a wholesome product.
Yes. Absolutely.
You know, and like I said, I looked in your facility, and it's, you know, you got your grinders, and you got your packaging, and you got your nuts there, and it's that, like you said, you make one great item. You know, and that's very important, because a lot of people want to divert, and when you divert, sometimes you water yourself out. So now your peanut butter becomes, you know, subpar or just par. But if you stick to one item and do it the best, you become the best.
Right. Speaking of giving things out, we have a caller on the phone, I understand.
Hello, caller.
Yeah, okay. Hey, this is Alice. How are you?
Hi, Alice.
Hi, Alice.
Good. So I'm just leaving school and talking about peanut butter. So is there learning about healthier ways to make your own peanut butter?
No, they've got a new company here. If you just joined us, it's called Be Nutty in Maryville.
And they make it for you.
They make it for you, and it's got all sorts of flavors. There's blueberry and cranberry and pumpkin spice and all sorts of things. We're sampling it today. And some good stuff, and you can win a gift pack and Chef Nick cards and all those fun things you can do.
And so, it doesn't have a lot of sugar in it, right? It's not packed with sugar or any of that kind of stuff.
No, we do not add any sugar. The sugar comes from the honey roasted, so there's honey used in it.
And
so the honey makes the natural sweetness for it.
Yes. Now, some flavors have sugar because we add chocolate to them, but
there's white chocolate.
That's
peanut
my
butter.
Favorite.
I've never heard of white chocolate peanut butter. Do we have a sample here?
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm going to go try some of that.
You know, I'm curious.
That sounds really good.
That does.
Sounds really good.
Now,
where are you located again? Since I just popped in here. Where are you located?
We manufacture in Maryville, Indiana, but we sell throughout both Lake and Porter counties on Amazon and in other states.
I don't know if Tom told you, we eat a lot of peanut butter.
I haven't said
house.
Anything.
Oh, okay. And
but you know, it's
a
dog's favorite flavor.
I was going to say, we go through tons of peanut butter with our dogs. We hide their medicine in them. And all we take femur bones and we shove peanut butter in it, and it keeps them occupied for hours. So what was the question about the dogs?
So as far as with this is peanut butter, we can also give the dogs as treats and put in their Kongs and put in there.
Well, not the chocolate one, obviously.
No, not the chocolate one. But all the other ones with the fruit ones and the natural ones, that would be great for the dogs because it's all natural.
I'll be fighting with the dogs over that.
Absolutely. We have a skinny dip which has just honey and granola in it. Different nuts and seeds and some raisins, but the dogs would love that.
We were talking about peanut allergies. One of the other things that's come up just recently in the peanut butter business has given it a bad name. And again, a lot of people that have dogs, I work with the shelters, we use peanut butter because the animals love it. They've added the xylitol, the sweetener that's in certain brands. Now, you guys don't have anything to do with that because you're not adding any sweeteners.
Right.
And xylitol will cause seizures in dogs and things. And I don't know why they decided to add this after all these years in other companies.
When you talk about pets, I just wanted to add, we have a pet pig that comes to our market in Chesterton when we did the farmer's market out there. And so they bring the pig there. And,
he likes peanut butter.
He loves peanut butter.
Any certain flavor he likes?
They would not give him the maple bacon, I do have to admit that. And that's no longer
that would
one
be
of
wrong.
Our flavors. But no, he just loved it.
Wow. Is there a certain flavor that sells better than most? Now, the pumpkin spice is seasonal, but of your regular flavors?
There's a couple. And, it may be just to the longevity of having them, you know, come out when we first rolled out, and that would be the Irresistible Pretzel and the Blissful Blueberry.
Blissful Blueberry.
I'm curious about how you get the buttery consistency, though, if you're not adding oils and things to it. If it's just like a bunch of stuff ground down.
Yeah, exactly. If you make peanut butter at home, it depends on the grinder that you're using and the technique.
Yeah, because, peanuts have an oil in it, and they actually have peanut oil, which is great to fry potato chips in because it has a high flash point. Mm-hmm. And so you can really fry them down. So there's a natural oil in the peanut butter. So as you emulsify it, it creams out.
Oh. Do you ever add peanut oil to it since that is a natural?
No, we do not.
Okay.
I add olive oil. Just a little bit.
To peanut butter?
I'm just kidding you.
You add olive oil to everything.
And oregano.
So you don't have to add anything to it because it creams out, you said.
The Mediterranean peanut butter.
Yeah, that might be good flavor, some dried olives.
That might be, you can make cookies like, animal flavored and market them for
that's a good idea.
Animals, I mean, do, pigs have, and dogs. And,
have you ever experimented with your? I'm sure at home making peanut butter cookies. I mean, is it? I mean, absolutely. Is it better? I mean, I know it's better, but I mean, does it? You know, like these other like Skip, well, the other brands and mm-hmm. stuff. They put things in there. I wonder if it does it work the same?
It actually, in my opinion, works better because yeah. the natural oil comes out with the heating or whatever process, if you're doing baking. So when you're doing breads or when you're doing cookies, you don't have to add oil, generally. Mm. Just adding our peanut butter, and then when you cook it, it brings out the oil. And you'll notice that if you ever take one from a market or a store, just due to the time and the exposure, initially when we make it and we package it, you don't see oil. And then over time, as the peanuts release it,
right.
you'll see more oil start on top. And it's just a simple stir.
Right, that's what we do at home.
Just a simple stir. The 2 ounces work well for traveling. So I was going to throw that out there, that we get away with putting that in our purse and traveling on the airplanes.
Yes. Yeah.
I have to admit, my husband, he'll eat a 12-ounce jar for dinner.
Wow.
But when we're traveling, he's always really anxious about, like, I've got to get there. So I mm-hmm. always pack extra in my bag, and then I, you know, like midway through the flight, I pull it out and, hey, honey, are you hungry?
Any road trips you have?
Yeah.
Right.
Great.
You're right. And when I was a kid, my parents were like, don't cook anything, you know? So in the basement, in our storage, we would have peanut butter and crackers, and I would eat. I love peanut butter. I love that peanut butter.
Yeah, I really love this peanut butter here. I mean, I've never tasted peanut butter that now, tastes like this.
Yeah, I think all your peanut butters will have a little bit of a chunkiness. Not chunky, but a little There's bit a of texture. A texture to it.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm a fan of chunky peanut butter over smooth, and this is kind of in between. Now, it's a little bit of chunk.
About smoothing it out?
So some flavors actually are more smooth, like the Java Energy that we launched this summer. It comes out, it has a little granular texture to it, but we add into an espresso that's creamy. And then milk chocolate to give you that little bite.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually get to crunch into the milk chocolate, which soothes the espresso flavor. But it's like having your breakfast in a jar and not worrying about getting burnt by the coffee.
Wow.
Remember, it's 769-9577. Call in. Join the conversation. Tell us about if you make peanut butter at home. Or get a chance to get some of a variety pack of peanut butter or a gift card from Chef Nick's Eatery.
Or maybe both.
Or both.
Have a good question, we'll give you both.
I think that's a great idea.
I'm reading here that the world's largest peanut butter and jelly sandwich was made in Texas, and it weighed 1,342 pounds. You guys think you'll ever try to conquer that kind of goal?
How many people did it
feed?
You know, I don't know. Yeah. It doesn't say. We'll have
Everything's
to
bigger
that.
In Texas.
Everything.
Well, there's a good question. Maybe it's personal, but how many pounds of peanuts do you kind of go through in a week? I mean, you can give me a
ballpark.
I like that. See, with food, I build it from an ounce to the pound, and I, you know how it is. I'm just curious about, you know, maybe. Uh-oh, Tom and Sharon has just dove at the table, while Diana got her calculator out. While they're doing that, let me ask you, Joy, how many employees do you have there?
Well, we have several part-time employees, so mm-hmm. anywhere around 10, 7 yes. to 10.
7 to 10?
So,
and when you open to your new facility, what do you think you're going to hopefully add on?
Well, we're going to hopefully add on more shifts. So
more shifts?
It depends, yes.
Well, how many shifts do you run now?
We're generally running like a day and then into the evening.
Wow.
But if we end up doing like a solid evening shift and picking up some more, which I see really happening by the beginning of 2018.
Really. Diana, how many pounds?
About 2,000.
Wow. That's crazy.
So.
That's a lot. That is a lot. That keeps you guys busy. Because I know when I went into your dry storage area where you store the jars of peanut butter to get ready to ship, there was a lot of peanut butter up there.
Yes.
Is it 7 days a week? 5 days a week?
It's whatever we need.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
really?
Yeah, we try not to gang pile it and stock it like that.
Right.
We just want to make sure that we have enough for our deliveries. So people will call in their orders. They put them in emails and EDI. Like True Commerce digitally, and then we just plan accordingly for
our production. So sometimes you guys go in on a Sunday and sometimes you go on a different day. So.
Because when we're running markets during the summer, we'll run like five a week. So we have an extra volume of on top of our just store volume.
And that's my favorite.
Mm.
The Joyful Cranberry.
Joyful Cranberry.
I just tried the blueberry, the pretzel, and the cranberry. I can't tell what I like best.
I got bananas up there. Is Albus coming by?
We're even eating the bananas.
Oh, yeah.
We're having bananas and peanut butter. Thank you very much.
So what I did was, for you that going to hear them slap their lips but not see us what we're eating.
Wow.
I did bring some bananas, some celery. Okay. Is good, you know, with it. Fluff for Fluffernutter. Of course, some soft bread. And you're going to laugh, but you know how I used to eat my peanut butter when I was a kid?
Oh.
With salami.
Ooh. Wow.
I used to like that.
That's so wrong.
Wow. Peanut butter and salami. That was my favorite. I ate that all the time. That's just what I
wasn't expecting that.
I was not either.
That was good. Yeah. That was like one of my favorite combinations at night.
I don't understand why celery goes so well with it. I don't like celery with peanut butter. I used to always lick the peanut butter off the celery and throw it away.
I think it's because of that the little bit of a fresh snap to it, maybe.
I always think people are looking for a healthy way to eat it.
Uh-huh.
And so, truthfully, people think of bread. Like, mm-hmm. how am I going to spread this on bread? And I always tell them, you don't need bread. You just need a spoon. And personally, my favorite is on a metal spoon. But, you know, we also have little wooden spoons for you to eat it off. Plastic spoons, it does not matter. There's so many ways to eat it and enjoy it.
You mentioned a healthy aspect, but peanut butter alone is very healthy. It's all protein.
It is. But you have to add in, think about what people are adding to their foods nowadays.
True.
If you're adding things that don't really need to be there, you're adding things to make it look homogenous and nice and smooth and creamy.
Yeah, or extend the lifespan. Right. That's another one. I mean, it's amazing. Like, even in the deli business, I'll be honest with you, I remember buying in some cranberry orange relish, and we're talking Thanksgiving, and the code date was July 6th. So that's what's out there. You got to really watch. And that's what the new way of doing things is. People are getting back to the basics, and they're buying from smaller places because they want quality. They don't want all that stuff thrown in.
The bigger brands, they do add the preservatives. Now, that said, how long is a basic shelf life for one of your jars? Do you know?
So when we took it to the lab, which is a local lab and very nice company around here, that we only had a jar for 15 months. So that's what we took. So it tested at 15 months. When we received our report, he said, honestly, it could last a lot longer. It's peanut butter. Your moisture count is low. There's no reason why it's going to spoil.
Is that as long as it's sealed?
Right.
So once you open it.
Once you open it, once you put a spoon in it into your mouth, it's not going to last long.
You got to put it in the refrigerator after you open it, obviously? No.
You don't.
No.
And like you said, the moisture, that's a very important thing. Water contributes to bacteria.
Right.
So, you know, that's what they checked. And like you said, you might get a little bit of oil that you stir in, but there should be no moisture in there.
Right. So there's no moisture, so it should be safe. Some of the great ways to eat our peanut butter, though, when I was thinking about you talking about the blueberry earlier, Nick, is to put it in hot oatmeal.
That sounds
I'm not an oatmeal fan, but when I put the blueberry in there, the blueberries plump up and they look just like you picked them off the vine. And then the milk chocolate melts around in there and you don't have to add anything to it. It's just already sweet and delicious.
Well, I'm sold on this product already, and I just want to know, when I leave here, what's the closest store where I can actually go buy some to the Maryville area?
There is a Bed Bath & Beyond around the corner. Are you guys in there?
So our local Bed Bath & Beyonds have yet to purchase. They weren't the top 40 for size, but you can go in there and you can ask for it, and then they're pretty obligated as managers to go into their system and order it.
So people need to go in there and ask for
demand
it.
Demand
it. I gotta tell you, I just had all your flavors and it's amazing.
It is.
I agree with you, Joy, right? On the cranberry, that's the best.
No, that's Diana.
No, Diana. I'm sorry, Diana.
I had the same
cranberry
problem.
And the blueberry. Those are both, I mean, they're all great. Yes. The pumpkin spice is awesome. The pretzel is awesome. But that cranberry and that blueberry, oh my goodness.
And I'll tell you, though, we were really loyal to our stores here, though. So if you want to go to the closest local store to pick it up, then we can talk and you can go right down the road.
Okay.
Because what I don't want is
to go to a mom and
is to pick one and not the other. Yeah. I understand
that.
Yeah. Is there a list on your website? And is there a website?
Yes, there is a website. It's www.bnutty.com.
Be nutty.
The other idea, and as a chef, Nick, you might be able to relate to this, is a lot of people like breakfast. So my son, when we had the maple bacon, that was his favorite to put on his waffles and pancakes, and he would make a sandwich before he went to school, like an Eggo. But stuffed French toast, things that you can do to make a like a peanut butter panini.
Why did you stop the maple and bacon? That sounds like a winner to me.
It was really, it's just seasonal, but we just got our kosher certification this summer also.
Oh, really?
Okay.
And
You got a, the kosher, so you got to get a rabbi in there to bless everything?
Yeah. So he came through.
I told you that's the difference between the salts. You got a lady with an umbrella, and then you got the other one blessing the salt. That's
right.
So we're really happy about that. When we went out to New York, there's just a ton of influence out there, and there was a lot of support. And we thought, well, you know what, we're going to bring it back. And
that should be a simple one for you, though, right? It's just, I mean, you don't do any kind of pork or any, I mean.
So. Well, right. We had to eliminate a couple of.
Oh, really? Oh, because of the bacon.
Because of the bacon.
Oh, wow.
So it's really hard because we have a couple diehard people that are always asking us to do it, and we cannot do it in our facility. But we're looking for an answer, so.
So it may come back.
Stay tuned, yes.
Oh, okay. By the way, Tom, Lisa from Crown Point is on
Hi, Lisa.
Hi there. How's it going?
Oh, it's going. And we're having a hard time talking, though, because we are too busy eating peanut butter. There are so many different flavors here that is just awesome. All freshly made in Crown Point from Be Nutty. I'm sorry, not Crown Point, Merrillville. You're from Crown Point.
Yes.
We're not talking about you from Crown Point. We're talking about peanut butter.
Really? So this is a place in Merrillville, Indiana?
Yes.
Okay, and where is it located?
Well, it's right by the radio station.
Oh.
So I'll let them give you the address because I don't know. What is the... Well, it's not a retail store. It's a manufacturing, but you can get it all over Northwest Indiana and across the country, too, I guess.
Oh, very well. Can you... Is it available at the local grocery stores?
It is at Wiseway.
Yeah, Wiseway and Winfield.
Oh, that's right where I live.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. Well, you need to go over there and buy lots of this peanut butter. Now, are all the flavors available there?
No. And so that is the hard part about finding out where to go and purchase a flavor. There are some stores that really carry the whole enchilada of flavors, you know, every flavor. And then there are some that don't.
Enchilada peanut butter. That sounds good, too.
That actually sounds good. So, what kind of flavors do you have available?
Well, right now we've been sampling the blueberry, the cranberry, the salted pumpkin pretzel, spice. The pumpkin spice. Yeah.
And Tom's been shoving it underneath my gums, and I, you know, I'm tired of it.
So there's and you mentioned 30 flavors? No,
11.
11 flavors.
Tom's pushing it.
Soon.
11.
11 flavors of peanut butter.
Exactly.
That's a lot.
And it's all natural, no artificial things added.
You know, who else carries us? It's County Line Orchard. If you're going to the orchard,
I can see that.
I live a block from there.
I didn't think about that.
Oh, baby, I'm going there next. Do they carry all the flavors, you know?
They do.
Excellent.
I think they have every one of them.
Hey, Lisa, do you have any specific question for the Be Nutty ladies?
The Be Nutty ladies.
Well, that was my question. Is it natural peanut butter? That's what I'm looking for, is natural.
Are you health conscious?
Yes, I am. Okay. My taste is I'm getting older, of changing, and I want to go for the more natural.
Oh, it's natural. I've seen them make it. There's nothing. It's just peanut to grinder.
Okay, so there's no preservatives?
Nope.
So, okay.
Very good.
There are preservatives in the chocolate. There are preservatives in the pretzels. There may be preservatives in some of the other ingredients, like the granola. But we do not add any preservatives to it. We don't add any oils to it, and we do not add any sugar to it.
And it's gluten-free.
The pretzels are gluten-free.
Well, can I say that? Because in my restaurant, Lisa, I hope you've been to Chef Nick's Eatery, but in my restaurant, we offer a lot of gluten-free. So that's a really big calling.
Yes. I actually met you. I was talking to you there that day when you had the Humane Society.
Oh, that was Tom. Tom and the dogs.
Yes.
Big dog.
I'm such a dog.
Well, Lisa, you know what? Why don't you give your address to Sharon, and what we'll do is send you a sample pack of peanut butter and a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery, and I'll send it out. They'll give it to me, and I'll send it out.
Yeah,
I'll give that, or you can just stop by the restaurant, but I'll send it out to Seymour Special that way.
Okay, well, I appreciate that.
Now, don't
very
you feel
excited.
Special out there in Crown Point?
Winfield.
Yes, Winfield.
You don't understand. There's people that are really bent on that one.
Wow. All right. Well, you'll have to try the sample pack and then give us a call and tell us which flavors you liked best.
I will definitely. Thank you again so much. I'm so excited. I'm looking forward to trying my peanut butter.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Remember, be nutty the rest of the day.
Yes. 769-9577. Call in, just like Lisa. Ask us some questions, and we can send you some variety pack of peanut butter or a gift card from Chef Nick Cedery, or both. So, what peanut butters are you planning on? New flavors that you're thinking of without giving out too many secrets. Okay. Go ahead. How about anything spicy?
So, good question.
Enchilada peanut butter. We already answered that.
We had a hot and spicy last Valentine's Day, right? Yeah.
Like red hot flavor?
Yes. Actually, it was more of a jalapeno flavor.
I don't know if chocolate. I would like that. That sounds bizarre. That's almost like putting peanut butter and salami.
Well, wait. They sell nuts that have heat on them.
Yes.
So what's the difference? What's
so what you have to think about is a lot of these are shortcuts for chefs to use. Mm-hmm. So in a lot of recipes, whether it be Thai or, you know, Indian, there's a lot of peanuts that are used. And if the flavor is already in there and enhanced, then it's easier for people just to saute in their noodles.
Right.
And there you've got your...
I never thought of that because I do like Thai and there's a lot of peanut sauce that goes with that. Thank you. I guess that's not so far-fetched after all.
Well, I'll give you a little culinary little secret.
Okay, do that.
If you ever scorch your cream soup, you know how that tastes. You take it out of the pot and you add creamy peanut butter to it and it'll take that scorch flavor away.
Really?
Yes. I'll tell you that one.
Okay. Wow.
That's when I was young, I don't scorch them anymore. I mean, but, you know, a long time ago maybe. But, yeah, so the peanut, like you said.
There's a lot of things you can do with it. We have a lot of people that will write in and tell us, like, their favorite smoothies. People make smoothies. They add protein to it. They use it for breakfast. They put it on their toast. It goes great on rice cakes because it gives it a flavor. We've had people put it into crepes.
Oh, okay. Ooh, okay.
And so you get the chocolate. You get different flavors. You get berries. It's all there.
Nick, maybe you should be a distribution point as well. People come to your restaurant for the savory foods, and this is definitely something unique.
You know, really, to be honest with you, there's no reason why I can't buy your peanut butter and put it on our shelves and sell
it. Absolutely.
I have no problem with that. And actually, when I first started the restaurant, we did have a little bit of a retail place. I used to actually do cupcakes and strawberry shortcakes, and we sell cookies and things like that. And then what happened was we got so busy with the restaurant part that kind of like weaned off. But I'll be visiting you.
Okay.
And I think Dawn wants to visit you too because she's on the air right now. She's on the phone, I should say. And she wants to win some peanut butter. Hey, Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. So we have different flavors of natural peanut butter. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, we are.
Hey, cool. Dawn, where are you from?
Hobart. Wolbert, Indiana.
All right.
I know you're out in Maryville, right?
Well, the bee nutty's out in Maryville, but they're spreading their tentacles everywhere now.
So are you a big peanut butter connoisseur?
I am. And, you know, I'll even venture out into some of the non-healthy, you know, chocolate peanut butters, but I'll give it a shot. But I try to eat healthy for the most part, yeah.
So are you smooth or crunchy?
Crunchy.
This sounds like the dating game. Well, bachelor number one will ask.
Brie, smooth or boxers? Smooth or crunchy? It's sort of the same thing.
We actually have both jars in our house because I have other members that are smooth.
All right. Well, these that we've got here anyway are kind of like in between. They're smooth and they're creamy, but there's little pieces in there just enough to satisfy both palates.
But that's what makes it fresh.
It is.
I mean, Joy, awesome. That's what gives it like that little pop.
We do have a creamy plain, but other ones with the flavors in it are not. So like Valpo Velvet uses the creamy plain.
Oh, really? Well, you're in all these little hidden spots.
But thing is, they're all really wonderful little family type businesses that are making very healthy products locally. And I just think that's really cool that all these little merchants are getting together and using cross-branding their materials.
Yeah.
What's your favorite flavor? Do you have a flavor you like or a way you like your peanut butter?
Who are you addressing that to? Dawn?
Yes.
Oh.
We're all looking like... I already know what you like, there, Tom.
No, I don't.
You see the melon crunchy.
I'm not really that...
You've never had, like, flavored peanut butter and things like that? It's just been straight... chunky?
Yeah, just straight. Yeah.
Do you like chocolate?
Like I said, I've gone to chocolate. You know, I've tried chocolate before, but and like hazelnut, anything hazelnut is good. But give it a shot.
We've got white totally chocolate.
Toffee. It has both. It has chocolate and toffee in it. It's a great, especially at this time of year, it works out really well with apples. Nice.
I was just going to say that on a peanut on an apple is amazing. So yeah,
we've had people make their own pretzel sticks where they dip it in the peanut butter, then dip it again into chocolate and.
Well, it's good on bananas. We got bananas.
Oh, yeah,
here.
It was delicious.
You could do that. You could do it on a frozen banana and freeze it.
Well, Dawn, we would like to send you a sample pack of all these amazing flavors from Be Nutty,
awesome.
If you would be open to that.
Absolutely.
How about a gift card from Chef Nick
Cedery?
That's
why she called.
That'll work, too.
And then, well, you know, what's good is now, see, a lot of people eat peanut butter as their main meal sometimes, right, mm-hmm. kids? To be honest with you, I eat peanut butter. And I'll say jelly as my dessert. I'll eat a whole meal, and I'll eat peanut butter and jelly. My wife freaks out over it. And I'm like, well, I need something that's my dessert. A scoop of peanut butter is my dessert. You know what I mean? That helps my sweet tooth sometimes. And it's a healthier way to get a sweet tooth than eating, you know, a bunch of sugar or chocolates.
That's true. Now, we touch a lot of times on the gluten. We've already done that. What about as far as the diabetic issue? Peanut butter is generally a protein, and that's what diabetes, you need to eat a lot of protein. And since you don't add sugar, I would think this is a healthy alternative to sweets, like Nick just said.
You know what? That was a great, great point to make. There are a lot of populations that actually enjoy peanut butter on a regular basis, like the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they don't have an appetite, or they're taking so many medication, that they don't have an appetite and don't have the space. And so peanut butter fills that. It gives them a lot of protein. It gives them a change of flavor. With our peanut butter, because it has a sweet and salty component to it, it's also satisfying. I think that's a big thing that people need to realize, that it's mentally it's satisfying and physically it's satisfying, so you don't have that craving. It only takes a spoonful or so, and you feel like you have just eaten a whole candy bar type of thing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right,
right, because it fulfills you.
It fulfills
your palate, and it also kind of holds in your belly a little bit longer.
So as far as the diabetics are concerned, you're right. You know, my mother was a diabetic, and I've got several family members, and they love it because it gives them what they need without an excessive amount of sugar.
Have you got a response on your website as far as survey type stuff with people about what flavors they like, what their comments are, where they buy it, so you know where your strong markets and demographics are?
So initially we did start off doing that way, and we'll ask a lot of people, like sometimes we'll put out there on Facebook, what's your favorite way to enjoy Be Nutty, or where did you take Be Nutty? Where do you enjoy it the most? Mm-hmm. Who do you share it with? And we've had some private polls at the farmers markets when we ask people, and we get a lot of unsolicited information about how couples hide it from each other. And
well, I thought you were going somewhere completely different with
that. Oh, no, Dom. I know. They always want to tell you where they hide it.
This is live at the restaurant, too, so you got to watch it.
No, they always want to tell you, like, I hide it in my sock drawer. I hide it in my drawer at work, and...
Because, you know, it's a specialty item. I mean, when my parents used to come back from Europe, they used to bring honey that was made with they would get the honey from the basil. So the honey was different flavor. And they would hide it from me. Because if I got it, I'd eat it.
Smart. Basil honey. That's interesting.
That sounds pretty good.
Oh, yeah. It's thicker. It's almost like a molasses. It's a whole different texture.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you have a honey peanut butter, don't you?
The granola with honey is called Skinny Dip.
Okay.
So a lot of times people will ask us, is that a diet? Like, and this is the funniest thing, is I have to give credit to my niece that came up with a name, because she's a young 20-year-old. Well, no, now she's 30, but
wow.
Who's saying that? Anyhow, she came up with a name because she thought it was really a fun, cute name. Well, when we take it to the markets and we've taken it to expos, people always wonder, like, is that diet or is that? And we're like, no, it's not. It's honey and granola. And if you do a blind taste test, like men typically, if they know the name of it, they won't want it because they think it's something to do with a diet.
Huh.
You do a blind taste test, men are like, I want that one. And we've had men buy like 3 and 4 at a time when they don't know the name first. But
yeah, like I said, sometimes in the name, sometimes packaging. You know how packaging is. It all sells. You know, but I tell you right now that I'll be purchasing some. So anyone out there wants to buy Be Nutty peanut butter, give me to next week. I hope you can produce it for me. I know you're busy.
Oh, yeah, we have it for you.
And I will start
off
with
some
varieties.
They're going to work overtime just for you, Nick.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to make them work on that Sunday.
So Chef Nick Cedery will now carry Be Nutty.
Yeah, we'll get it in. I'll probably I'll be visiting you probably at the beginning of the week. Call you first.
That'll be wonderful.
Cool. Oh, yeah. And Shay from Valparaiso
Shay, how are you?
Wants to get in on some peanut butter.
Hey, Nick.
Hi, Shay.
Hey, are you going to be getting some of that peanut butter at the restaurant?
Yes, I'll start next week, and I know you're looking for gluten-free peanut butters.
Yes, I've had some at the Chesterton Farmers Market. I had the one with the pretzel. I don't know if they still make that.
Yes. Yeah, that's what we were just talking about.
We have it here.
The skinny one.
Yum.
No, irresistible pretzel.
Oh, I'm all confused.
You know, skinny dip has granola.
Okay.
Get with the program now.
I know, try it.
So it's with granola, not the pretzel?
No, we have both.
Oh, there's both. But is the granola gluten-free also then?
Yes, it is.
Oh, awesome.
And the whole facility is gluten-free.
Gluten-free. All the flavors are gluten-free.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
And I've been seeing it more. I've seen it at Wiseway, and it's awesome. But I did notice, the first time I tried it was at the Chesterton Farmers Market, so...
Well, they have one more sample pack, and I'll make sure I'll send you out some samples.
Oh, awesome. Great. Thanks.
So, do you have any questions for Diane or Joy?
I heard that it was at Wiseway, but I didn't know if you had anything in Valpo closer.
Now, I bet you, Shay, you would wish they would open up their own storefront.
Oh, yeah.
And I can see it being really quaint with a nice awning over the front. I can see it. With some drapes in the window. I can see all that.
You can get it at Valpo Velvet, though, right?
In the ice cream.
In the ice cream.
No, it's not in the ice cream. They actually serve it as one of the lunch items.
Oh, okay. So there you go. You can get some fruit and some Be Nutty peanut butter at Valpo Velvet.
You have, in Valpo, you have Sweet Spot, you have Roots, Beef Mart, Wholesome Cupboard.
Oh, the Wholesome is on off of
30.
Off 30 by the Viking Chili Bowl, yes.
Yeah, I know they serve. Wonderful. They have a lot of gluten-free stuff, too. Yeah,
so they serve the peanut butter there?
They sell it.
They sell it.
And they typically sell both sizes and all flavors.
How big is the big?
12 ounces.
Okay. Because like I said, when we buy peanut butter, we buy big. You know, and these are little sample packs that we're having here, but I want big peanut butter. So all the flavors come in those sizes, too?
Absolutely. Okay.
So what different sizes do you sell?
A 2 ounce, which is our on-the-go.
Okay.
And then the 12 ounce.
The 12 ounce. Okay. Okay. Well, I'll be getting the 12 ounce. Because on the go, I'll be eating it all the time.
Actually,
my fingers in there.
When Alice hung up with us here, she was going to the apple orchard. I just got a text.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I'm going to be eating some of this tonight again.
Okay, Shay. So, what
okay, great.
Sharon's going to get your address.
Yeah, don't hang up.
Mm-hmm. So, we can send this out to you, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you, Shay.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
So what have we not talked about that we need to let people know about Be Nutty? We've given – there's a website. We've talked about the address, some of the stores that they're in, some of the health aspects of it. What are we missing? There's got to be something we're missing.
Carol, what's your favorite flavor?
Well, Carol's favorite flavor
I'm sorry.
Is...
Joy.
It's okay.
You know what? They actually almost seem like sisters. I don't know what it is, but the three of you really match each other pretty well.
We get along really fantastic.
I can tell. You know what I mean? Like, when I was talking to you guys, I was just... I even, when I left from your operation, I was like, I'm sorry if I mess up your names. But I haven't the whole show until now, right?
You're right.
So, Joy, what's your favorite flavor?
I honestly don't know that I have a favorite flavor. It just depends on my mood, what I want that day. I do have to say I love the Joyful Cranberry because when I pair it with an apple or off a spoon, that was my flavor this week, put it that way. When you asked about Carol, I have to tell you a little story about her, though, that her favorite flavor is the Totally Toffee. And that's how she got in this also, because of the fundraiser. She was new to the club. Somebody mentioned to her that she was going to start fundraising, and somebody mentioned that, you know, you really need to do the peanut butter fundraiser. And she said, at first, she's like, I'm not going to do a peanut butter fundraiser.
I think that's a great fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
And it took one taste, and then she couldn't get enough. And so we've been fundraising for the club, and she's been helping. And then she dove in and started us with sales. And so,
how do you do it with the schools as far as schools are looking for fundraisers all the time?
How do they
connect with you? Just through the website?
Yes. We did one for Lowell Hospital.
Lowell
High School. That's like a tongue twister today.
Yeah.
And they did fantastic. Their track team did it last year, and we've done it for IUPUI, like the radiology school.
Are these the gift packs we're giving away? Is that what they are selling?
They get a special size. They get an 8-ounce size.
Okay.
And it's only through gift baskets and fundraisers. So.
I like this because we do a lot of fundraisers with our animal shelter, too, and this would be something completely unique.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm so sick of cookie dough. And popcorn.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you guys were going to start a new flavor, I mean, what would you do? Would
besides
you have a
the
contest
jalapeno.
Or
you know what
give
I would do?
Ideas,
I would ask you right now, what would you imagine
you
what you would
I,
like?
You know, the only thing that I can think of.
Sharon had something in mind.
Not really. I don't even have anything in mind. But, I mean, I knew this woman who did something with Food Network, a new flavor ice cream. She thought of this cannoli ice cream. She actually won the contest. She got to go on to Food Network and show her pitch, and the food scientist made cannoli ice cream.
Okay, I got one for you.
It's kind of cool.
Baklava peanut butter.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
Nuts and phyllo dough and honey.
Yum.
You got to cook, really you gotta cook the phyllo dough ahead of time.
No, friend. Yeah, I got it.
But I don't see the whole thing is there's no gluten-free phyllo dough, I bet you.
Oh, I thought you were going to have an answer for that.
I don't have an answer. Nope. I tried.
Nick will take olive oil peanut butter with oregano.
No, basil.
Oh, yeah.
And don't forget the lemon juice, too.
There you go. Okay, Opa. It'll be the Opa bread.
We'll be flaming the peanut butter. Flaming peanut butter.
I got to tell you, Nick, you hit a winner out of the ballpark here with these guests. One of my favorite food guests yet.
Oh, yeah. Mine, too.
Love this stuff.
It's really good stuff, and I'm
it's
so happy
already,
that
it's already on the way to my cupboard right now.
Right. Well, so, you know, it gave me another, like I said, another item to promote at my restaurant. Anything to bring people in, too. And, mm-hmm. you know, they'll travel for this.
Hey, Chef Nick, you think we got time for one more
phone call? Quick,
real quick. Kayla from Chesterton.
Hi, Kayla.
Hi, Kayla.
Hi.
You have a question?
Hello?
Hello, Kayla?
Hello.
You have a question?
So, there was a thing that said to call this number for free samples.
Oh!
Yeah.
And where'd you see this thing at?
Someone referred it to me.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
And where do you live?
That must be off our Facebook pages and websites, because we're posted everywhere.
You know what
number.
We're talking about?
We're talking about flavored peanut butter.
Yum.
Do you ever have any flavored peanut butter?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to open up your taste buds to some different flavors here?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you live in Chesterton?
Yeah.
Do you go to what school do you go to?
Hello?
What school do you go to?
Westchester.
Westchester. Is that a junior high? That's a junior high?
Middle school.
I'll
middle
tell you
school?
What, I'm gonna get
it's,
on
no,
there.
No, it's
I'm
an
gonna,
intermediate school.
Okay, so we got to get going. We're going to get your address, and we're going to send you out some peanut butter. I want to thank Joy and Diane and Tom and Sharon joining us at Let's Eat with Chef Nick.
Don't hang up now, because Sharon's going to get your information, okay? So
thank
don't
you
hang
guys.
Up.
Right,
thank you so much.